Long Beach, California. Now, I got my nigga Tam 30 here now.
Yes, sir.
We gonna take this time to just really chop it up with a motherfucker.
I'm feeling real good. I'm off of like, I took your 211. I told you it was going to happen. I took Boss Mac 211. I drunk mine. I'm drinking his. I'm drinking his. Pouring as we speak.
Hey, I did hit it once.
Like I said, he was going to hit it once.
Okay. Now, Tev, I wanted to ask you, man, now, I really feel like you represent the whole youth of Long Beach right now, man. I really feel like you're doing that. And I'm anticipating your album, your mixtape. I just really want to know, why haven't you done some shit with Snoop, man? Because I feel like Snoop represent like the older generation of Long Beach, real niggas. And then I feel like you got the young niggas. Now, why you haven't done that with this nigga?
You asking the same question I'm asking. Straight up. And I hope you hear this, Snoop. He asking the same question. Why the fuck ain't we done nothing? I am the future of Long Beach. I am Long Beach. I'm Eastside Long Beach, to be specific. I'm all the way on 10th and Peterson. I'm all the way on Raymond and Anaheim. I'm all the way in Cambodia Town. My nigga, why haven't you done nothing with... It ain't nothing... It ain't why you ain't done nothing with Snoop. It's why you ain't done nothing with Taya Third. That's the question. I'm the youth.
Real talk, I think if this should happen, it would be a good
bro, like, on my mama, bro, that's Boss Hall. Don't get it wrong. You know, he the boss of the city. He run the city. He put the city on for the first time. But I'm going to put it on for the second time, with or without you. I'm going to keep it
genuine. Hey, I feel positive about you, my nigga. Now, I got to ask you this other question, too, now. I remember back in the days, man, little homie put me up on, he was like, man, this nigga Tayf Third, man, niggas is popping, man, you got to be focused. The nigga put me up on you and YG at the same time because the jerky shit was popping. He was like, yo, these two niggas right here, this nigga Tayf is really the nigga, and then this nigga YG is the nigga from Compton. Mm-hmm. So I looked at you, it was a video of you and I think Corrupt and
DJ,
I think Quick might have been in it.
Mm-hmm. DJ Quick. Y'all smart,
and I
bro.
Noticed that your tooth was fucked up.
God damn.
You feel me?
You gonna do me like that?
This nigga, but
you ain't doing me like that.
But look. The homie was like, he got bitches.
It was crazy.
And I'm like, okay, how this nigga got bitches? And his tooth is fucked up like that.
Look at my hair, man. I got that pretty ass hair, man. That's my whole answer to that one. My pretty hair made up for my tooth.
But real talk, I'm going to give you a lot of props for still popping in spite of that. That's saying I'm out.
You know what it was, man? Let me tell you the truth. What it was I was known as that pretty nigga with the fucked up tooth. The fucked up. Man, that nigga teeth, what? Look like a nigga put some dynamite in his toothbrush. Like, what's going on, my guy?
I've been seeing Danny Brown be out there on that shit right now.
You know what it is? Is you take advantage of it. You show them in their face, like, yeah, my tooth is fucked up. Man, and they just gonna like you or not.
That's fabulous.
Now, when you rapping,
J. Cole, that's bullshit.
Nah, J. Cole ain't having his back, no.
They embrace it, though.
Shit ain't fucked
J.
up.
J. Cole
like
ain't fucked up, and Fabulous shit ain't fucked up either, because Fabulous can easily get his shit fixed. He can get a cap on his tooth. My tooth was decaying. Nigga, my shit was black and gray. You feel me? I was on some old.
I'm on some old other shit.
I'm gonna give it G though. I wasn't even trying to show my mouth. What I did was I saved up 7 racks and got my tooth fixed. And I'll smile in your face now. What's happening?
Okay.
That's how you
now. I wanna know now. Now, feel me on this.
Yes, sir.
Now, has that made like a difference with the bitches? Did that make a difference?
It definitely didn't make a difference with the females, but it definitely made a difference within myself. Like,
the bitches treated you the exact same. It was
consistent. Yeah, I was always a fly nigga. I always talked to them the same. I was always the same nigga. What it made a difference is, well, let me take that back. My confidence actually came better when I got my tooth fixed. Okay. But the fucked up part about it is, nigga, my new teeth is chipped too. Let me tell y'all a story. Let me tell y'all a quick story. I was up in my house, right? This is some real shit, bro. My mama came in my room and said, let me tell you something. She said, I didn't like it with your teeth chipped. Your teeth is too perfect. Because I had all shades. I grabbed my phone and I start hitting my tooth. And I actually chipped it a little bit too much.
Why did you do?
I did it because I needed that chip tooth. I realized that chip tooth is what made me crack. Yeah. And you can see I got. Look, I'm serious. You looking at it, I'm serious as fuck.
Real talk. You know, that made me think of that scene in The Joker. You ever seen that scene in The Joker where he had a bitch and he, like. You know what I'm talking about? You see that scene in The Joker?
I never watched the Batman movie, man. That shit fucked me up when them niggas got killed in theaters. I was over it. I'm like, I ain't watching Batman. Nigga, my mama might come in and pistol with me or something. I ain't watching Batman.